Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, and it's time to Ask B. Mitch Anything. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Everybody that asks B if he wants to go to the Bananas game gets a virtual hug from me. Let's start with Vinny in Seat Pleasant. What up, Vinny?
What's going on, JP, B. Mitch, Reptar?
What up, brother?
What's going on with y'all?
We good, man.
Hey, my man, JP. I'm going to go ahead and ask B. Mitch and Savannah's Bananas question. Say, nah, no, I'm not. Hey, B. Mitch, we got 4th and 3. All right, you in the spread, right? You got trying to throw a rubber out, but it's not there. You got Edelman in the slot. You got Wes Welker in the other slot. But you got Steve Largent and Chris Carter on the outside. Now, the rub ain't there, but they wide open. Open, wide open. Who you throwing the ball to?
Largent. Steve Largent. He never misses.
Do that hands, man.
He can catch.
There you go. There you go, Vinny.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, man. People sleep on Steve Largent. I guarantee Jeff sleeps on Steve Largent. Jeff, what's your Steve Largent file?
Who is Steve Largent?
Exactly. Who is that?
What if I told you he was a 5'11", 185-pounder white dude?
What did he play?
Wide
receiver. Bad man, though.
Well,
put his stats up.
I got him right here. Steve Largent in 14 years had 13,089 yards and 100 touchdowns. 7-time Pro Bowler. He's in the Hall of Fame. Won a Walter Payton Man of the Year.
And he was a senator or something like that.
Largent. I think he was a congressman, maybe.
Yeah, congressman, whatever. Because Steve and I played in, we used to play in, when I go to Gallo, he was in that tournament with me.
Oh, okay. I bet he's a good ass golfer, too.
It's only one way I'm lining up against that man. In his prime. And that's on Madden.
You don't want to get torched by a 5'11 white dude?
Nope. I'm not getting torched by nobody. Like, even B. Mitch.
Because you just won't line up on him?
Exactly.
There you go.
You got to stay ahead of the game.
My man.
Big Tony's on the line. Big Tony, keep it clean. Lord. Ask B. Mitch anything.
Yeah, remind him.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, look at it. Hey, B. Mitch, I ain't going to lie to you. Back in the day, it was Zorn to Largent when we was out in the playground. It was Zorn to Largent. If y'all folks don't know how bad Zorn was and how bad Largent was, see, most folks think Zorn of the Redskins coach. No, Zorn was a bad man. But anyway, hey, look here. Here's my joint right here. B. Mitch, I'm asking you a question. Why when I called Jeff yesterday and talked to him for like a half an hour, the whole time the smoke detector's going off and stereotyping black people, it's just going beep,
he's at his house?
Beep. Yeah, I was at his house.
I already told him to fix that damn smoke detector. I told him that last week.
Take it easy, man.
Yeah. I fixed it yesterday.
Didn't I tell you to do that last week?
Look.
When he said it, serious.
When he said it, because it's only my downstairs one.
I don't care.
My one's up top.
You just have a smoke alarm going off at all times?
No, look.
They beep so much, bro. I'm on the phone with him. I'm like, Jeff, fix that damn smoke detector. Put a battery in. He goes, you heard that? Yes, I heard it like 15 times.
I wouldn't
be able to sleep.
I want to apologize. First, I want to apologize to all the African American people out there for living up to the stereotype. But nah, I changed it yesterday because I'm playing the game. I'm like, dang, because after Tony said it, I was like, dang, B. Mitch said it last week too. So let me go change the
thing. How long has this been going off?
About a month.
It just started like probably 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, about a month.
Talking to my friends because I've heard the firemen discuss it. You hear the little things on radio, TV, and this guy when the firemen come over one day, he's like, look, man, make sure your people always have those smoke detectors working. And every time I talk to somebody and I hear it in the background, I'm going to say something because I think you got to have it because man, that could be the one thing that saved your damn life.
Yeah, and then I was getting cooked on PlayStation Network yesterday. I'm playing Call of Duty, and everybody just running around. And I thought my microphone was off because I'm like, I'm gonna get this one game. everybody like, yo, who fire alarm was going off the whole game?
How do you sleep with that?
Bro, I told you, it's downstairs. So upstairs,
where's your video games down there?
My video, I don't put my video game in my room.
Okay.
When I go to my room, I am going to sleep. I didn't even took my TV out of my room.
Okay. No screens upstairs. That's the rule in our house. Got a text.
I fall asleep.
I got a text from Beasley. This is Ask B. Mitch Anything. Brian and I, after the radio program, are going to National Airport to fly to Buffalo to then go to Erie. Tonight's a rehearsal dinner for Cody Betts. Tomorrow's Cody Betts' wedding to Kara. We're really excited. Great young couple. Bees has an over-under set for you and I. Before we arrive at dinner tonight, combined, before dinner, this seems high, 14 and a half drinks.
It's going to probably be over for you. It's going to be under for me. I've been chilling lately, Bees. You ain't know that?
We'll see.
I think before we get there, I think 14 and a half, I may have like 3, Jay have 11.
That seems like a lot. By 7 o'clock?
JP, do you really count when you start drinking?
No, but B, here's what I'm saying. We have to drive to the air. It's like we're going to get
to. See, I got to drive, so I'm going to be paying. I'm going to be taking care of
but
myself.
But I'm just saying. Like,
when I buy you those 3 doubles, that's already 6.
So we have to get to the airport. By the time we sit down at the airport and get. We probably only
We've dealt with Jeff all day. You're going 2 of them straight to the head.
Let's go to Murray is in California. Murray, what's up, man? Ask B Anything.
What's up, Murray?
Murray, you there? All right. Rick is on the route. What up, Ricky?
JP, B. Mitch, what it do, guys? Long time. How y'all been?
We good, Rick. What's happening, man?
I've been cooler, man, cooler. You know, I'm still listening every day. Just been on the grind, so I haven't been able to get in touch with you guys. But I was hearing y'all was talking about some wrestling stuff, and I was thinking, if we was in and B. Mitch, instead of you being a football player, you was a wrestler, what would your wrestling name be?
Would you wear tights?
The Flying Headbutt.
I like it. It's a big head.
Yeah,
that'd be a killer power
the
move.
The Louisiana Massacre.
I like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you.
There you go. That sounds good.
You're the Louisiana Massacre, and your finishing move is the flying headbutt.
The flying headbutt, yeah.
Louisiana Lunatic.
Louisiana Lunatic's pretty good.
That worked right there. LL. I'll be the old LL.
You imagine B off the top rope, just head first, just cramming dudes. Let's try Rodney is in. Pause. You're the one over there playing with eggplants. Rodney is in D.C. What's up, Rodney? Ask B something.
Hey, what's up? Me and B around the same age. Hey, B Mitch, when you first got to D.C. as a player, what was your favorite club/clubs to go to? What was the high spot?
Man, I lived in the Ritz.
Oh, man.
At the Ritz all the time, dog.
Okay, that's a good one.
What about Southwest? Hogan's was my first spot I went to. I had a fight with a cockroach one night. I found out that cockroaches in D.C. don't die. I stopped the cockroach. The cockroach sat there for a minute, then he just walked on off.
Those
big rats come out of the damn drain. Look at you like, open up the line. You open the line, they go get what they get, they go back in the drain.
That's so gross.
Rats in D.C. rough you off every time. But, yeah, that's what's up.
All right, yep. Yeah. Oh,
thanks,
yeah.
Rodney.
Definitely, bro. I used to live in, I was in Hogan's and Ritz. That was my spot.
All right, let's get weird. Commander Tequila. Hello, Commandante. How do you do?
I'm doing great. Hey, B. Mitch, I got a question. All right. As a kickoff return, you did back in the days. Would you see it a lot easier to make more yardage? Like, say, for example, for you to make 1,000 yards, would you do it in 12 returns or 15 returns?
And would I make 1,000 yards in punt returns or what?
Kick return. On 1,000 yards.
It'd be easier
return.
Right now because, like, on a kickoff return, just on a kickoff setting return, up at a spot like 30 yards in front of you. And you got 20, 30 yards like that. But back in the day, when you would catch that ball, hell, they were inside the 20. Now they're not inside the 20. So.
Thank you, Commander.
Yeah, you got to stop that laugh, bro. Yeah, you gotta stop dabbling.
He sounds like the Joker a little bit, don't he?
I think he's trying to.
He's trying, but he know.
Well, you ever saw him when he painted his face?
Yeah. Looking like he was eating.
He painted his face, then he put a sombrero on top of it, and a sombrero got all the paint. I'm like, dude, supposed to let the paint dry first.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I currently have the bag with the tux in it.
Yeah.
And I have a suitcase, and I'm going to bring my backpack.
All right, they're going to tell you you have three bags.
So I'm tempted to put my suitcase into my backpack. And then
wait, hold on, You mean put your backpack?
No, like
in your
just take
suitcase.
My clothes out and put it all in my backpack. What all do you think we need? I got a tux for tomorrow. I'm wearing this for tonight. I need some drawers, right? Like I don't need much. Toothbrush.
The wedding is not till what time tomorrow?
I have no idea.
Well, whatever time you're gonna need something on before the wedding.
Yeah, but like
you're not gonna walk around the hotel with a damn tuxedo on all day.
I got these clothes. I'll bring a pair of shorts and a t-shirt.
What you gonna wear on the way back?
These clothes.
Coy Detmer, she's just like Coy, though.
What does Coy Detmer have to
Coy
do with
Detmer
this?
Coy Detmer, he would come on the plane with his jeans on, his shirt, and a bag. He had his little toiletry bag. I'm like, so, dog, change your clothes, underwear. He say, y'all do all that? I'm like, yes. So he had, you got to have something else, man. At least another pair of underwear, Jay.
I think if I put two pairs of underwear, a pair of shorts, a t-shirt.
I got, I pack. Like, I'm always ready for something.
Are you checking a bag?
Hell no. I got one. I got a pull-on bag, and I got the other bag.
All right. I think I need to consolidate.
Yeah, because three bags, they're not going to let
you. They're going to make me check one of them.
Yeah.
Even if they're all small.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they'll just hang up the tux bag on the plane.
But that's a bag.
That's fine. I don't care. But then the rest of it, all right. Made some plans here. That will also impact the over-under because I got to deal with this suitcase situation. It's going to take another 5 minutes or so.
It won't make a difference. I'll have it ordered for you when you get there.
That I believe. C-Dub, I don't know if you saw this. I know you might be invested in this, so I put it in the group thread. C-Dub 1906 sent some pictures food. Now, you're going to be spending time in Raleigh.
He didn't say the name of the restaurant, though.
Well, I'm sure he'll tell us. What do you think of the food?
I like the food. I've been looking at it. I was reading. I was trying to find a name. I'm like, okay, what's the name?
C-Dub, send us the name so B has a new.
There's another spot right there by Brigham House. And that's a part
of Raleigh.
Are
they in Cary?
No, they're in Knightdale. But it's a little part that you get closer to Raleigh where they have another little spot. I forgot the woman's name. But it's a Louisiana seafood spot there, too. But I can see myself going in here and trying a lot of different things.
I can see you finding it quick.
He hooked me up here. I'm going to have to see that we need the name, dog.
B-Mitch finds good
egg
food.
Egg rolls, jambalaya, chicken and sausage gumbo, red beans and rice, fried gator bites. Oh, yes, indeed. I would try that. Habanero shrimp. Yes, indeed.
So my wife asked me this, and I didn't have an answer. So maybe you will.
What's that?
Now, neither of us know what time the wedding is tomorrow.
It's going to be about 3 or 4 or 5.
What are you and I going to do all day until the wedding?
Wait.
She asked, she's like, do you guys have golf set up? And I was like,
drink.
I was like, no, I don't think we do.
Nah, we don't have no golf set up.
What was that noise?
I was letting you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we get some golf set up? Does anybody have a golf hook up in
Erie?
We're
not taking clothes. I mean, golf clubs.
Yeah, they got them.
They got rental golf clubs.
Oh, man, I have these big old hands. I feel uncomfortable with little grips.
All right, I got some ideas. Now, you weren't on the other day. We had Amelia Draper on to talk about how hot it is, and she suggested we go to this state park to watch the sunset. You want to go watch sunset together?
Amelia, that's not happening. That's like somebody, like one of them calling me at 10 o'clock at night and telling me they called me to say goodnight. That's not going to happen.
All right. I'm looking at, I Googled things to do in Erie, Pennsylvania. There's a zoo. Looks like it has a train.
Not going there.
The Erie Art Museum.
That's a no.
Erie Maritime Museum.
That's a no.
The State Park for Sunset.
No.
The Bicentennial Tower.
How about the Barcentennial in the lobby?
Erie County Historical Society.
We're not doing none of that.
Erie Land Lighthouse.
Mm-mm, no. When we get there at night, we're going to eat.
Tonight? Yes.
And then tomorrow we'll find something else to eat.
It's that simple. They got a minor league baseball team or anything?
Nope.
The Splash Lagoon Indoor Water Park Resort.
That'd be the last thing I'm doing with you.
Asbury Woods. Mm-mm. Warner Theater. We could go to the mall.
That's cool.
All right. We're going to the mall.
Lauren, JB going to bring you a gift.
If you're looking for us, we'll be at the mall. Our friend Mark Seagraves joins the program next. All the latest information on the RFK Stadium situation.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in mere seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best. They've installed new systems in my house, and I've felt the difference instantly.
And the best part with these Rood systems, they are so quiet. You don't ever know when they're cutting on, cutting off. There's no banging in the ducts when you're trying to sleep. They are whisper quiet. They do it all through humidity control. That's right. You know how hot and humid it gets in D.C. in the summer? They control the humidity in your house, keeping it nice and cool. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. And B, you got to tell them about the savings. You can get federal tax credits, serious tax credits. I know B's taking advantage. I'm going to take advantage because I got my Rood system. These dudes know what they're doing.
And you know what? My buddy Carrington going to be able to do it too. He reached out to me yesterday, says HVAC system was messing up. I reached out to Jimbo and Jim. Both of them hit me back. Carrington got in touch with him, and I'm sure they're going to be hooking them up. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in a DMV. And remember, if it ain't rude,
it ain't right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Shot. I do want the world to know that Brian Mitchell was just watching Savannah Banana videos on his phone.
That was Travis Hunter. Somebody sent that to me.
I'm just saying, you kind of liked it. You were smiling.
No, somebody sent me Travis Hunter dancing with them. I'll check out Travis.
So we just going to put the Savannah Bananas in the same category as Josh Allen for B-Mitch. All right, cool.
Yeah, there you go. Josh Allen, Bananas, and Jeff.
I love being a villain.
You know, villain, man, you get beat every time you pull a damn golf club in your hand.
I forgot about the Josh Allen stuff. We hadn't heard his name in a while.
We won't.
Well,
he's banned.
Who do you think wins a Super Bowl first, the Bills or the Ravens?
The Ravens?
Do you?
Yeah.
The Bills, it's been limited.
I like Harbaugh more than I like Sean.
Hell, you played with, you were on teams with both of them.
Sean was there when I was there with Harbaugh. I like John better.
Trying to reach our friend Mark Seagraves. I just texted him, Jeff. I'll let you know if he replies. Seagraves has the latest on this RFK situation. Honestly, when Mark doesn't reply, I feel like he's like getting news. That's kind of how that dude operates.
Yeah, he's good.
We'll see if he's able to call back. The RFK situation is interesting because it seems like it's just political nonsense.
Doesn't seem like it is.
That's a fair point.
Let's be real.
That's a very fair point. I saw this yesterday and I thought it was pretty interesting. Vegas has got everything. So the rookie of the year odds for the NBA draft are overwhelmingly Cooper Flagg. He's -300 to win rookie of the year.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who has the second best odds?
I'll go with Trey.
It is Trey.
Mm-hmm. Jamie, I told you, you lead the witness, bro. You're very...
But B, I'm not trying to make it a...
But like, if you were my teacher, I would blow you. I would kill your class. I would get straight A's.
They got Trey Johnson averaging 14 and a half points. You could bet over under on that. Like the Vegas, one, he's going to get looks.
Yeah.
Right? And opportunities. Really excited for the Trey Johnson era. But joining us right now is our friend Mark Seagraves from NBC4. Mark, what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, how are you guys? Good to be on again. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate Absolutely, man. Obviously, it's been a big week for the RFK redevelopment. Can you get us up to speed on kind of what we've learned this week?
Yeah, so, you know, we know that Chairman Mendelson has followed through with his pledge or his concerns to somehow separate part of the legislation, the stadium legislation, from the overall budget. This is something he's been complaining about. News 4 broke the story last week that there was a secret meeting held by the D.C. Council where they were discussing this very option. Mendelson then put out a statement saying that he wasn't actually considering this, and now he has actually gone through with it. So what he has done is he has removed the vast majority of the RFK Stadium development language from the 2026 budget and moved it as standalone legislation. And he will not hold hearings on that until July 29th and 30th. And he has not said when he will hold a vote on that. And why that matters is because July 15th has been the deadline that the team and the mayor agreed to have preliminary approval from the D.C. Council in order to stay with their timeline of opening up by 2030. Now, it's important to note that Mendelson is still keeping the debt service for the $500 million of D.C. taxpayer money that they needed in this first budget year. That will still be voted on by July 15th. So it's not like the council will not take any action at all before July 15th, but they just won't vote on the entire package by July 15th. And that has caused concerns both from the mayor and team ownership. As recently as yesterday, we saw Andy Van Horn speaking to the D.C. business community saying that, you know, any delay that goes into months becomes very problematic for their timeline.
The question I would ask is, what's the benefit of removing it from the budget?
So this allows the council, one, more time to review, right? So that's something that they've been asking for. And it's not an unreasonable request, and it's not unusual either. And it's not unusual for the council to remove piecemeal certain items from they call it the BCA, the Budget Support Act. It's the huge multi-billion dollar budget that they pass each year. And it's not unusual for them to take one or two items out and set them aside for a closer look-see, if you will. And when you're talking about spending $1 billion of D.C. taxpayer money on what they call the biggest public-private partnership in the history of the city, it does deserve to have its own standalone hearings. And so that's one thing that they'll get. They'll get more time to review it, and they will be able to hold public hearings specific to just the stadium, 2 days of public hearings, which I anticipate you will see hundreds of people signing up to testify. So that's the benefit. That's why they're doing it. The big question is, when will Mendelson call for that final vote or the first vote on the overall legislation? Because after that July 30th hearing, the council goes on vacation until September.
Oh, wow.
And the team has said, look, days, weeks of delay, these are things we anticipate and we can work around and still keep the ball moving forward. If you get into the fall, if you get into September, October before you give, you know, approval to the overall deal, that becomes a very big problem for the team. Because, look, anybody who's doing any kind of construction or improvement to your house, or even if you're just thinking of buying a big ticket item, you're very conscious of tariffs and costs and labor costs and all these things that go up every day. The longer you wait, the more expensive it gets to do stuff. And so this is all kind of what's going through the commander's heads right now, is that, you know, they want to put shovels in the ground as soon as they can, and they need the council and the mayor and all of, you know, the legislation to move forward as quickly as possible to stay on their timeline. This is by no means a deal breaker, though.
Well, I understand that the request to and taking it out and making it by himself, but how much of that is also politics, man? Where it's like,
well, obviously there's a lot of politics.
Yeah, a lot of feelings are getting in the way. That's all I think is a problem.
Right. So here's the thing that kind of underlies all of this. And this is no secret. Mayor Bowser and Chairman Mendelson don't play well in the sandbox together. They don't get along well. And they're at odds on a lot of things. And sometimes this plays out in public. And again, Mendelson is correct that the mayor gave them this budget and this legislation with a very short timeline to get it approved, shorter than that they would normally have. The mayor blames Congress for that. You know, regardless of who's to blame for it, it is a legitimate concern and complaint from the council that they're not given as much time as they normally would to go over both the budget and this massive deal. And so that's a legitimate gripe. But yeah, politics, you know, look, these people are, you know, half of them are coming up for reelection in the next year or so. You know, nobody wants to be tagged as the person who killed the deal, was the reason that football doesn't come back to D.C. So politics is definitely afoot. And now what you're seeing is all the council members talking about their little, I don't mean that in a dismissive way, but in their specific items that they want to have addressed in this legislation, things that they want to get out of it. You see Robert White just put out a video, the council member Robert White, who has said he wants to run for mayor, is saying that he now wants profit sharing from the team for the city. And, you know, if you get into major changes like that, that's going to be problematic. If it's just a question of, you know, we want to see if we want a closer look at the books to make sure this all balances out and your numbers, you know, are based in reality, that's one thing. If they want a better community benefits package, which is really not been very well defined so far, what the community benefits might be. Yeah, that's something, you know, that can be worked around the edges and nobody's going to be freaked out about. But there are some big ticket items. And the one thing, you know, look, I know I'm a broken record. And I think I'm the only one out in the wilderness who is pointing to this. But the personal seat licensing agreement, right, that the city is given to the team, right? The city will own the stadium, which means the city owns the naming rights. And they own the rights to have personal seat license agreements with all the season ticket holders. And that is something that, you know, Commanders fans have never had to pay that. And now they're going to. And by the team's own admission, just the seat licensing alone will raise for the team hundreds of millions of dollars, right? And so when the team says that we're putting up $2 billion for this, well, you're getting several hundred million back as a gift from the city just in this one thing, not to mention the naming rights. And so if the council members start tweaking with that stuff, like the big ticket line items that would impact their revenue, like the revenue from the parking garages, right? That's another gift that the mayor and her deal with the team has given to the team that is going to offset that $2.7 billion loan that they're going to have to take out to do the construction. You know, it raises the question, is the team really putting up $2.7 billion? And the answer is no, they're not really, because in this deal, the city's given a lot of that money through the back door back to them to help them pay off that debt. And so if the council starts making major changes to that, then you're going to have trouble. It's going to be a problem. And I think that's what the mayor and the team are hoping to avoid.
Talking with our friend Mark Seagraves, reporter for NBC4 Washington, breaking news all the time. Nobody has dominated this RFK story like Seagraves has. I just want to reiterate something, Mark. It was 2 weeks ago that Chairman Mendelson said there are no plans to take the RFK funding out of the budget, correct?
That is correct.
And then he did it.
Well, no, let me be clear. The funding, the debt service for the funding is still in the budget. So that is the one thing he has stayed true to. So that will be in. And so I asked, look, I ran into Mark Klaus at this BizNow thing the other day. And I asked him straight up, you know, if they passed simply just that funding mechanism, the debt service, is that enough to satisfy your July 15th deadline. And what team officials have been saying is kind of vague. They're happy that that part will be in it, but they need, in their words, to keep moving forward. Everything needs to keep moving forward, and you can't slow down the process. And part of the, you know, it's good to have the funding there, but that's not all that needs to be happening, right? There's zoning and there's other legal requirements, other things that they can't, you know, start doing actual planning and excavating and stuff until all of this, not just the funding, all of this is approved by the DC Council. So, you know, keeping the debt service in the budget is certainly a sign of good faith on Mendelsohn's part to the team and keeping with the word of his promise, but taking everything else out kind of undermines because they can't do one without the other.
Sure. Mm. So, Mark, Mayor Bowser yesterday tweeted out, DC is on the verge of the single largest private investment in our city's history. She ended her tweet with, "We can't let this window of opportunity close." How open or closed is the window? And does it feel like is it just staying open or is it closing slowly?
So Andy Van Horn, the vice president of real estate for the Commander, is at this panel discussion with the business community yesterday, was asked that very question. What's your plan B? You know, what happens if this falls through, right? We all saw what happened with the Wizards and the Caps moving to Virginia, right? That's still fresh on everybody's mind, how that just completely backfired on Governor Youngkin and Ted Leonsis. And nobody, you know, in this scenario wants a repeat of that either. And so, you know, they are doing their best to try to avoid that. But, you know, this will all come down to, you know, how big of changes council members want to make when they get to the table. And then again, when is Mendelsohn going to actually call for a vote on this, right? That is the big thing. And so the window isn't closed at all. The window is still wide open for them to walk through this, and nobody's closed that. But here's what I believe is the plan B. The plan B is not to go to Maryland. The plan B, I believe, could very possibly be for Josh Harris to reach out to his friend at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, President Trump, and say, hey, this is federal land after all. You know, you gave it to the district. I need some help here. You know, the district is fumbling the ball. And the president, as we know, is not shy about, you know, exercising his executive powers. And mm-hmm. so the president could step into this situation and say, hey, I'm taking over. We're taking the land back. We'll do the deal with the commanders and take the city out of the equation. Let's not forget that when RFK was originally built, it was built by the federal government. Congress, the president, the Department of Interior, not the D.C. government, built RFK Stadium. So mm-hmm. it's not completely out of the realm of possibility that they would build a new stadium. And so that, I think, has to be the bigger fear. Not that, you know, everybody's like, oh, well, you know, they're not going to go to Maryland. Maryland's not a serious contender. That's not, I don't think, the biggest threat of Plan B. The biggest threat is that they just go and do an end around from the D.C. government and go straight to the federal government and ask the White House to intervene and make this happen. And,
see,
and that has
so
got
B
to
and
be
I have said that, yeah. that since the beginning, where when you look at that paper that when they gave him control of the land, stadium was mentioned in that number one line item. And I think for the council to sit here and act like they're going to just ignore all of that, that's where they're also kind of like playing with fire.
Well, so while stadium was mentioned both, you know, in the congressional discussions and negotiations to do that, the land transfer, the jurisdiction transfer to D.C., it is not a mandate. The district can now do whatever they want with the land. It doesn't have to be a stadium. Prior to this, the previous jurisdiction deal that the city had with the federal government that they've had for the past 50 plus years was that, yes, it had to be used for sports and recreational purposes. That whole land around the whole 170 acres. And that was cumbersome to the district because they couldn't develop it the way they wanted. And so now they can do, even though it was discussed and you know, and it was the motivation for a lot when you sat in that hearing room, you know, with Republican members of the House and the Senate when they debated this. And it was all about the stadium. They wanted to clear the path for the stadium. They wanted to, because the NFL, you know, Roger Goodell went door to door to members of Congress lobbying
right.
to get that mm-hmm. done. And so they did, but that's, you know, that's not to say that that this president couldn't, you know, change his mind and reverse course.
It's a volatile.
Undo it.
Mark, we got to run. I could talk to you for hours. Thank you for making time for us, dude.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on, really. Thanks very much.
Mark Seagraves, watch him on NBC4. Follow him at Seagraves NBC4. We're coming right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, folks, another great Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday in the books. Thank you to everybody that listened. Thank you to Nikki Jabvala for joining us. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. Thank you to Josh Kendall from The Athletic for joining us. Yeah. And thank you to Mark Seagraves for spitting the knowledge. B and I have been saying, you really think the federal leaders in this town, the senators, the congressmen, the president, are going to let, I don't know, I will not be surprised if the feds get involved if there's not a stadium getting built.
That's what I say.
Grant and Danny are coming your way next. B and I headed to Erie, Pennsylvania. Wish us luck. I hope everybody has fun at the Savannah Bananas Games. Thank you to the boys, Wes and Ben. Thanks, fellas. Jeffrey, as always, hell of a week in the big chair, buddy.
Way to go, Jeff.
Enjoy your eggplant.
Thanks, Jeff.
Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. Jeff owes you an eggplant. Seriously.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.